remember your teachers very vividly?
No. Just those up on, you know, they were more friendly. Those two up there.
At Franklin Street?
Yeah, yeah.
What were the other ones like?
Well, they were, you know, more set in their ways. They didn't bother with us too much, only to tell us, teach us, and then let us go home. Yeah. But them up there, we really got acquainted with them. Maybe it was our fault, I don't know.
Did they give you advice?
Oh, yeah. They tell you what to do and what not to do. And they were strict in the schools. I'm telling you, there was no whispering or, you know, things like that when we went to school. And no copying from one to the other. Be good.
What would they do if they caught someone cheating?
Well, they'd kind of punish them, keep them after school, and, you know, kind of give them a little punishment. Yeah.
Were your parents very strict?
I guess so. We didn't get out at night very much. We were... knew when to assign being home, we were at home. And now, we've always been like that. Even the Florence there. The neighbors here ask us to come up and come up and come up. We don't go nowhere. She puts the television on and she spends an hour a day reading her Bible and praying. Of course, I can't see now to read it, so she reads some at noon for me. And she's real religious. And she has the television on. We get the news at 6 o'clock, and we get Malone news on the radio at after 5, you know. We put it on, get the weather and all that. And then if she has a picture, she won't look at everything on there. It's got to be a good picture. You know, some of them now are, oh, they're not so good. We don't go out much at night. She don't like to drive at night. So the only time we go is with the car. Well, we've been to Utica this summer. Her aunt was here from Syracuse, and her daughter lives in Utica. And we took her home. And we used to go to Vermont. We used to go. She's got a cousin there, or I have, Argy's. She used to live here in Malone up in Frotton's house on Academy Street. And she was always with us, the mother. And she moved to Vermont. She had a sister living there, and she moved to Vermont. And she's been up twice this summer to spend a week with us. And she wants to come again. I don't know if she'll be able to or not. Florence has to go down and meet her at the lake, you know, down below where the boat comes in there, down near Plattsburgh somewhere. And likes it over there in Vermont pretty well. And she's got a son as a minister, and he's down in Pennsylvania, Bob Argy. And her husband used to be a janitor at the Congregational Church, and he died. And they used to go to Florida every winter. So she's got another son, works in the Veterans Hospital in Boston. And well, last year we went down and spent a week with them and a week with her. And we used to enjoy her a lot because she was good company, you know, with us. Wherever we went, she'd go.
You were pretty much surrounded by relatives when you were living alone early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now they're all dead. They're just Lawrence and I. Well, that man at the fire department there, his wife is Florence's cousin. She works on the lunch counter in Newberry. Hostler. Mrs. Hostler, she's Florence's cousin. And now we ain't got nobody here in Malone. I haven't got anybody anyway, only her. And Florence is all I got. She's got her aunt out there, and she's got some cousins, and they're awful good to her. And then she's got a friend that she graduated with. And she was a conky girl. Her father was boss to Ballard's upstairs. And when Florence got through working there, she come up here, that woman that was killed there, you know. Her her husband's father used to be mayor of Malone. She told us if we wanted to come down to Rochester, she lives there, come down there, and she said, you can live with us, she said, and Florence and I will work and you can stay home. But we didn't want to leave our house. She could have went to Messina. She worked there for 2 weeks taking inventory because Mr. Humphrey is over there, you know, he's boss, the one was here. And of course there was only three single girls working in there, the rest were married women. So the superintendent told Florence if she wanted to work, she could. And he said, anytime you want a job, he says, just as near as your telephone. But you know, we'd have to shut up the house, and the way that things are today, they'd have it all smashed like that one up there. You ever see kids do a job like that? They sold that place up there for $200. And that was
right across the road here. The
up on the hill. See the men are working there? They've tore all the bottom out, and that used to be an apartment. And the people that lived upstairs burned the wood and everything out of the bottom. It belonged to Mr. Smith there. You know, he used to have a gas station here in Rome or something. And he's living in Syracuse now. But I guess he owns that one over there, and the woman lives there. He told me the other day that was for sale.
When you were young, did your father and mother assign you to do things, or did you do them on your own?
Well, whatever she wanted done, we'd do. Yeah. Yeah, we were always told what to do and what not to do. And
was your mother an easy woman to get along with?
Yeah. And she always worked hard.
Did they give the children an allowance, a few cents?
No, they didn't have it to give. We all worked together for what we could get to eat. Today, you know what they told Florence about that house down there? She had people living in it that were on relief. And if you ever seen a mess, it was that house. And she thought that the man that was there was getting Social Security, and he wasn't. He was getting help from the town. I guess he was getting both. So she called up one day while one of the women was standing there with her, and she asked them about her rent for that house down there. He owed her $60. And they said, well, they get their checks the first of the month, and it's up to the people that own the house to look for their rent. Florence didn't say anything, but if it had been me on that telephone, I would have said yes, but if the taxpayers ain't got their taxes, they're advertised. So that's the way they are today. They get their checks. She knows of one man that come in the 5 and 10 to get a check cashed, $250. And they can do what they like with it. If they want to go in the bar room and spend it, they can.
But who's more generous, your father or your mother?
Well, they were both good with what they had, yeah.
If you wanted a few cents, would they give it to you?
Oh, yes. And you know, my cousin was in the army there, and he used to write home for stamps, and we'd go without something to send them to him, and he was selling them there for 25 cents apiece, the soldiers in the camp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they were good dollar relatives, too.
Did your parents ever hit you?
No. No, we never got a whipping. We knew enough to mind without. Yeah. Of course, maybe when we were small, they had to give us a little tap or something to make us understand that. But after we got big enough, we never had no foreman like that.
Did they allow you to go out with boys?
No, and I never did. But, I used to chum around with Mrs. Garso up there, you know. She was a girl then. She was a fish girl. And I used to jump around with her, and she'd come over to the house and talk with my mother, and they'd get along good. So they used to have excursions from here to Ogdensburg, you know, on the railroad, and then the boat ride over there all for $1.50. Well, we were trying to make up our mind to go on that, you know, every time it come along. And my mother was against it. She didn't want me to go. And so Viola would say, well, Mrs. Long, if we go, you go too. That was all right, we could go. As long as we all went, it was all right. But it was an awful nice trip, you know. You had the boat ride and the train ride and everything for $1.50.
Did you have other friends when you were a young girl living around you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we chummed together mostly with the fish girl. There was three of them.
Would you invite them over to your house for supper?
Yeah. And I'd go over to their place. Yeah.
Did your mother fix three meals a day?
Oh, yes. We had breakfast, dinner, and supper. Of course, we probably wouldn't have fancy stuff, but we'd have, you know, enough to eat. We'd have meat and bread and butter and cookies or cake or something like that.
What would you have for breakfast?
Well, in the morning we could have whatever we wanted, but it was mostly, and I'm the same today, bread and butter and jelly on my bread.
Did you ever have potatoes in the morning?
No.
In the old days?
No. We didn't, but a lot of people did. No.
How about meat in the morning?
Well, sometimes they'd have bacon. My father was great on pork, you know. And of course you could buy it a lot cheaper than you can today. He was killed, my father. He went to work for the Sheffield Farms, you know. And
where
it was
were they?
Right here in Mall. We lived up there in 1915. And he went to work for the Sheffield Farm, and he hadn't been there only a little while, and the wind was blowing so hard, he was mixing cement. And he had a, you know, they used to have them great big doors for coolers, like. They put that up to keep the wind from blowing the cement over out of the, whatever they were mixing it in. And the door fell over on him and broke his rib. And it went into his kidney. And they brought him home, and I was working down here then, and they come down and told me that my father got hurt to come home. But they wouldn't tell Mr. Hankey what it was, you know. So I went home, and the wind was blowing terrible. He was sitting in a chair in the front room, and the chimney caught fire all at the same time. And my mother was upstairs. Well, he could talk anyway, but there was no hospital then, see.
Where were you living at this time?
Up there.
Seaver and Pearl.
Yeah. And my mother was upstairs. The doctor had seen him, you know. So anyway, I went back to work. And 6 o'clock, before 6 o'clock, Mr. Bouvy, Fred Bouvy, you know, he was a policeman then, but he was our neighbor up there, and he come down and he went and told Mr. Hankey that my father was dead. And he said, don't tell her. He said, just tell her she can go home. So Mr. Hankey come over, and I was weaving then. And he said, I think your father was hurt worse than they thought. He said, you better go home with Mr. Bouvy. I starts home. And when I got down around here, I met Jimmy hollering, oh, Pa's dead, Pa's dead. I knew it quick. So that was the way that he died.
How did you go about arranging a funeral in those days?
Well, he was an awful nice man there, you know. What was his name? Henderson. Henderson was the undertaker down there then. Where that big building is, you know, and
Mrs. Hale's house.
Cargill's was there, and Henderson's, and that Mr. Cargill was a nice man. And, they call them, you know, but they come up here, and they would lay them out right in the house them days. And my father was laid out in the front room up there, and he was buried with a sermon at the house. You know, the minister came up. They had the funeral at the house.
How long was he laid out for the funeral?
Well, just the same as it is now. A couple of nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did people bring flowers like they do
today? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had flowers. The neighbors, and you know where I work down here, they always did gather up money and send some to him. Yeah. Oh, yes, they were pretty much the same them days as they are now.
Did people bring food?
Oh, yes, they were awful good for that, you know. And that was in 1915, my father died. Yeah.
What would you have for lunch?
Well, they'd bring in a lot of different things, you know. Some people bring sandwiches, and some would send butter and coffee and stuff like that. And you could put it on the table and let everybody help themselves. They used to set up all night them days. Yeah.
How many would sit up all night?
Well, the neighbors would come in and they'd stay, and some of them would stay all night, some of them stay a while and go home, and some others would come, you know, that's the way they used to do. Yeah.
When your mother was cooking, what would she cook for the noon meal for dinner?
Well, we'd have potatoes and meat, and if there was strawberries or things like that around, they'd make a shortcake, make biscuits, you know. We'd have shortcake and things like that, or she'd make pies, and she used to make her own bread too, you know, a lot of times, but she wasn't too busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'd get her meals.
And what would you have for supper at night?
Well, we always had meat, and we do today. Whatever kind Florence wants, we have it for supper. And, well, my mother used to cook some kind of meat. My father was great for fried pork. And she'd have that, not too fat, you know, lean. And the side pork there, they'd have that, or they'd have steak. You could get that cheap then.
And, steak, you could get cheap?
Oh, yes, them times.
About what would it cost?
Oh, not more than 15, 25 cents a pound. Yeah, day like today. Beef steak, too. Get all that stuff cheap them days. Yeah.
Did you help your mother with the baking and the cooking?
I learned it, yeah. And I never went out to work to do housework until one time the work was awful slack down to Ballard's. And my cousin used to go over and do things for Whipple's over there and Mrs. Ames, you know, on Duane Street. And he said, Mrs. Lawrence had an attack of some kind, I guess it was her heart or something, and asked me if I would go and work there for a week. And so I went down, and I stayed with her for the week, and I thought then I'd be down. So she wanted me to stay longer. Well, I had to tell Mr. Hankey, you know, of course the work was slack, but I had my loom. And so I stayed. He said, yes, you can stay. So I stayed on. And I was there 2 years, and I never did housework outside of our own house before. And it was a lot different, you know, because he was judge. So anyway, I got along, and I used to make apple pie, and the judge always liked my apple pie. But they never found fault with anything I done. And I went to Lake George with them, not until after my mother died. I went down there for 3 weeks with them, and boy, she's a good woman. She'd take me out with her, you know, up to the city, and the men wouldn't come home for dinner. And we'd put our stuff for the supper, you know, in the, they had one of them ovens, you know, that would shut off, electric. And we'd spend the day up there, and then we'd come home with the men at night. The supper was ready.
What date was it you started working for Judge Lawrence?
Well, now I can't just remember, but it was, well, let me see. The work was slack in the mill, and I didn't pay much attention to it. But they lived on Morton Street then. And while I was there, they moved up where they are today on Prospect Street. And she had a woman, you know, that come in and did the cleaning and all that. And, of course, their house over there wasn't paying out money enough for the job he had. So they got that house up on Prospect Street from, what's her name there? She just died a little while ago. Not
Mrs.
here.
Mrs. Harold?
No. Mrs. Harold bought the house next to them, and that was a doctor's house. Dr. Perkins. Yeah, that was Dr. Perkins' house.
Did you enjoy working for the Lawrences?
Yeah, she was awful good to me. Every time they'd go away, she'd bring me home some nice piece of clothes. Oh, she was a good woman, I'm telling you. I liked her. Yeah. And I wasn't like a hired girl when I was down in Lake George. I was just like one of our friends, you know. And I was there when the boy got married, and he had a wonderful wife.
What was the wedding like?
Oh, it was lovely.
Was it in the house?
Yeah. They were married there. And she was a girl from, she was Mrs. Perkins's, Dr. Perkins's wife's niece, you know, from Canada. Mm-hmm. And she was lovely. I liked her. Yeah.
What would they eat, the Lawrences?
Well, she was a great hand to know what was good for them, you know. And she would have, Now, like grapefruit for breakfast, I fix that at night in the afternoon for the next morning, cut the sections and sprinkle a little sugar on it. That's the way they ate it, but Florence, she eats it without any sugar when she eats it. And they have cereal for breakfast, sometimes egg, you know, toast, stuff like that. Yeah.
Was it any different from the breakfast you were eating at home?
Well, not too much. We could, you know, we could have an egg if we wanted it at home, but I didn't, never bothered much with eggs. No. But she understood, you know, what was good for you to eat. She had it that way.
What would they have at noon in Lawrence's?
Well, it would be lunch at noon, dinner at night. Mm-hmm. Whatever they wanted for lunch, they'd have it. And then at night, they'd have their potatoes. And that's mostly the way that people do, you know.
When you were a girl, lunch was, noon meal was the biggest meal.
Yeah, we always had dinner at noon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody would come home at noon, they'd have their dinner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of desserts did your mother make?
Well, she used to make pie. You know, she didn't bother much with cake. But she used to make pies. They liked that better than anything else, I guess.
What kind of pies?
Well, they used to make raisin pie, apple pie, or custard pie, or pumpkin pie, yeah, everything like that, yeah. And you know, there used to be a store where that Hassan woman is now. His mother had a store there, and when we lived over there, if we wanted something extra, all we had to do was holler. She used to get stuff from the bakery. I'd run over and ask her if she had it, you know, and run over and get it and bring it home. It was all ready to put on the table.
Did most of your baked goods come from the bakery or from your mother?
Well, it depended. You know, if she was too busy, well, we'd buy some. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she enjoy cooking?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she make cookies?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Roll them out.
Mm-hmm. Rolls?
Well, not too much, unless she made bread and she'd take some of that, you know.
Did she ever make what they call dough gods or dough boys?
Oh my. She used to make them, I guess so. And they'd fry them.
The French call them galettes.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd she call them?
Oh, my brother had a name for them. It wasn't that. But did he like them? You know, they'd raise up so nice on the frying pan.
What other kinds of food did she serve that you don't see too much today?
Well, they used to have an awful lot of rice puddings, you know, with raisins and egg and milk. People don't bother with that too much now. It's mostly Jell-O or something fancy. You know.
What did the Lawrences have for desserts?
Well, I used to make apple pie for them, and we used to make, what do you call it? Not ice cream, but the other there. What is that?
Custard?
No, it's that, what is it? It's not as rich as ice cream, you know.
Sherbet.
We used to make that, put it in the freezer.
How would you make that?
Well, just with the milk, and we would put eggs in like they did, and then we'd put some fruit in, you know, fruit juice, and we'd put it in and freeze it. They used to like that.
What kind of meat did they eat?
Well, they used most of any kind, but a lot of lamb. You know, we'd roast lamb. Yeah.
Were they unusual for liking lamb? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess a lot of people used to. But they used to have it quite often. A leg of lamb roasted, you know.
Did your father and mother like lamb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did they have it very often?
Well, after my brother got where the doctor told him to have it, he had typhoid fever, you know, and the doctor told him to eat lamb. Dr. Daisy was his doctor, and she brought him out of it right at home. Nighty took care of him up there, and she had him use lamb. She said it wasn't so heavy for him to eat. So after that, we used a lot of lamb chops. Yeah.
When you were young, did you eat more pork or more beef?
Well, we used to, my father liked the pork, so we used to have a lot of pork. Mm-hmm. Pork steak, you know.
Did he have salt pork?
Oh, yeah. they had, and I had with Milk Wagon.
Did you ever have any facilities for storing food at home?
No, we had an ice box before we got the refrigerator. That was all we had. Of course, we wouldn't buy a big supply, you know, we couldn't afford it anyway. We could run to the store and get whatever we wanted. And in the last years there, you know, before we got the refrigerator, we had an ice box out there. And of course, the ice pond was over there, and they used to have ice all the time.
The Ballard's Mill Pond.
Right over here where the village
fishing
is now, you know. And they used to have an ice pond over there. Well, they used to store ice, and we used to get it and put it in that ice pond. It was a regular, you know, thing like a refrigerator. And we used to put ice in that, and we used to keep our meat and stuff in that. But you'd have to put ice in every day and have a pail under it to catch the water.
When you were living first in Malone, in the Armory in Maple Street, did you have anything to store food?
No. Of course, we were near the stores everywhere, so Jimmy could run or I could run. We'd get what we wanted.
Any idea how much it would cost your parents to feed four people in those days?
Well, they didn't earn much, and they'd have to go according to what they earned, you know. If, like my father there, he probably got 50 cents a day. 6 days, that'd be $3, $4 a week, maybe. It depended on the hours they worked and what my mother would earn with the washings. Of course, in the summertime, it wasn't as bad as the winter because you had to have heat. But we were careful. We got along. And we used to make ice cream ourselves. We had a freezer out there now. The ice broke it, you know. I tried to save the tub, and we got the can that went into it. We used to make ice cream, and it used to be awful good. We used to put cream, milk, and eggs, and make a regular custard, you know, and put vanilla in it. We used to fill that thing, and Jimmy would turn it, freeze the ice cream, and then we'd pack it with salt and keep it, you know. And that way, we used to have some good feeds of ice cream. And I used to make it like that down in Lawrence's too. And she would freeze it in her refrigerator.
Were there any treats besides ice cream that you liked? Any special things?
Well, we used to like pie, you know, different kinds of, yeah. We never was much for cake until we started baking it ourselves. And we used to make it with the Swansdown cake flour. And Florence made one year and took it to the fair, and she got first prize on it. She brought it home, and Mrs. Rosen lived out there. She was an awful good neighbor. She's dead now. She said to Florence, "I'd like a piece of that cake." So Florence gave her a piece. She ate it. She said, "I'd like another piece." Florence gave it to her. A week old, mind you. And it was awful good. It was made with egg whites, you know, Crisco, and so she got first prize for it at the fair. And Mrs. Rosen said that was so good, she said, I want some more of it. Florence gave her all she wanted.
Did your mother make yours and your brother's clothes?
No, she didn't sew.
Where would you buy clothes?
Well, any store wherever they thought they'd be a bargain, you know. We didn't have any particular stores, you know. They'd go and look, and if they found something, you know, that would be all right and they could afford it. That was one thing we never done, and we don't today, is get trusted anywhere. If we haven't got the money to pay, we don't buy. Because you have to pay in the end, and, you know, never did, never got trusted. When we did get trusted from Costello on Duane Street there, and every week we'd go and give him some money, and it's still our bill was big.
Was he a grocer?
Yeah, on the meat market. Mm-hmm. Well, we got through with that, and the same way over there, we got through with that. We paid him up, and we bought for cash, and we always did after that, and we do today. Even to Florence, she wouldn't go and get dressed in. They wouldn't take cash for her car, the last car she bought. And she's still paying on it, and she don't like that. She has to pay $30 a month. And I asked them. I said, can't she pay cash for that? And, of course, she had the money in the bank. You know, she could have. He said, no. He said, that deals with the Messina Bank. She gave him $500, and he allowed her $200 on her other car with $700 towards her car. So ever since that, she'd been paying by the month, and that was 2 years ago now, this August. She's got it. And I guess she's got, I think she's got another year to pay. She said, you know, someday I'm going over to the bank and I'm going to ask them. You have to pay so much interest, you know, that's what she don't like. And she said, someday I'm going over there and ask them if I can't settle that up in the bank. See, they get $1.85 an hour now.
Did you have better food when you were charging it or when you were buying cash?
No. We'd buy just what we wanted, and I think we had just as good. You know, you couldn't trust the people to put run a bill for you. I think maybe they'd add a little more on. But when you pay cash, you got just what you got, and you knew what you had. And you could trade wherever you wanted to.
Did they ever cut off your credit?
No. No. Because they knew we paid them so much a week, but the next week the bill was just as big as it was the week before. What we paid them didn't mean nothing. After I went to work, I said, we're going to get done with that. And we did. And whatever we bought, we paid cash for it.
What did you wear as a little girl in Lorraine?
Old dresses, yeah. And stockings, and shoes, high-top shoes. That was mostly, well, I guess some of them were, slippers-like. Mm-hmm. But we get a pair of shoes, they'd have to go.
What was the material in your dress?
Well, for winter, I'd have a heavy dress. And for summer, I'd have wash ones. Yeah.
The winter dress you couldn't wash?
Yes, I could. Yeah. Because we didn't have dry cleaning like we do now, you know. Not so much of it. They did have cleaning for, you know, and press men's suits and coats and for women and things like that, but we'd always get something we could wash.
What did you wear in the winter besides your dress? What kind of an overcoat?
Overcoat? I'd have a good heavy coat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What material was it?
Well, it was cloth, but after I got around where I could earn them myself, I had fur coat. I remember the first one I bought, we were down in Massachusetts. And I went into a store in Hartford, I think it's a Hunt or a Fox something there, and I bought my first coat there. And I didn't have money enough with me to pay for it, but I made a payment on it, and then I sent them the money and they sent the coat up here. And that coat I wore and wore for years. It was a black one, you know, seal. And it was only $70 at that time, but it was worth it. So then after that one went by, I bought a brown one. Well, that one didn't go so good. I bought that to the period. But I didn't get trusted for it either. I left it there till I paid for it. And I paid by the week, you know, bought it in the summer. By fall, I had it paid for. So that was the way we used to do, keep out of that.
What did your mother wear?
Well, most always wash dresses and aprons. She'd like me, she always had an apron on.
What's a wash dress?
Well, something like this, you know, cotton or stuff like that that'll wash. Yeah.
What were her aprons like?
Well, they were them checked ones, you know, and they tie around your waist. They didn't cover all your dress like they do today. And they could make them themselves if they wanted to and have whatever they wanted, you know. But my mother never sewed, and she never had a sewing machine. And we got one, Idy had one, a drop head sewing machine, and it's up in the spare room there now. Florence never uses it.
Did she crochet or knit?
No. No. She never did.
What did she wear in the winter?
Well, she had a winter coat and hat. We always wore hats, or Tukes or something like that, you know. You know, we went up to a meeting. Mr. Wood had the meeting Sunday up to Mountain View. Mm-hmm. Florence and I went, and there was a pile of people from Malone up there. And Florence put her hat on, her white hat, and I put my hat on. We were the only ones in that church with a hat on. We looked around, but I don't know. It's kind of a habit to wear a hat. I wear one all the time.
What were your mother's hats like?
Well, whatever kind they wore. And you know, they used to be most always sailors. And that's what she wore. Uh-huh. Of course, one would last a long time.
Did she wear hats with feathers on them, your mother?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And when Jimmy and Idy got married, I was a bridesmaid, and Harlow Aver was the best man. And she had a white hat with a feather. I don't know what we ever done with. The feather would go right across the front, on hers and on mine, too. We had two feathers on them, white hat with a white feather. Yeah.
What did you wear as your bridesmaid's dress?
Well, it was just a dress. We didn't. She was married over at the Congregational Church. You know, that's where she went in Belmont, to the Belmont Church.
Belmont Presbyterian.
Yeah, yeah. So when they were married, she went over here. I forgot what minister was there now, or then.
What year was that she was married?
1910. 1907. Lord told me this morning. 1907. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were married over there. But they didn't have no big parties. I guess we had the Arnold girls in and, you know, had just a little treat like that between them. And then Harlow Averill's sister.
Was it a big wedding?
No. They just went from the house over there back up to the house.
Did they have music?
Oh, yes, over at the church. And they didn't go anywhere. They didn't go on any trip.
Did brides have a hard time adjusting in those days, you know?
Well, it depended, whatever, you know, whatever they want, same as today. Of course, they didn't have automobiles like they have today. They had horse and buggies, mostly.
At the wedding, were there flowers?
Oh, yeah. They had their own flowers.
Corsages?
Yeah, yeah. But of course, they didn't have any decorations of any kind anywhere else.
What did your father wear to work?
Just overalls. He wore pants, you know, and shirt. In the wintertime, he had to have a wet, heavy coat. And they wore overalls. You know, they used to cover their clothes up. And then when they come home, they could take them off.
Yeah. Did either men or women polish their shoes?
Oh, yes.
What did your father use as polish?
Well, that black stuff in a little tin can, you know, put it on with a brush and then scrub them up with a rag or another brush. It used to shine nice. Yeah.
When you went to school, did you wear an apron?
Not to school. No, I didn't. No, I don't think any of the girls did.
Did your mother have any home remedies?
Let me see. Well, they used to use sulfur and lard a lot in the spring, you know. Sulfur and molasses, not lard, sulfur and molasses. And well, they'd make that and take it in the spring. And, well, they used to have different kinds of herbs that they used to pour water, boil water on, drink that.
What were they?
Let me see now. They used to have them in boxes in the drugstore. And I can't tell you the name of them, but they used to pour boiling water on them and drink them. And that was supposed to be a tonic. Yeah.
Did she use salt pork as a remedy for any sickness?
Well, if they had a sore or something, you know, they used to put that on, wrap it up with salt pork, and that would draw out the... And I'll tell you another thing. They used to make flaxseed poultice, you know.
Flaxseed?
Flaxseed, yeah, the ground stuff. They'd make a poultice of that and put it on, or bread and milk, bread and water, and that would draw out the poisoned. Yeah. Yeah. I think the bread and water was better than the bread and milk. I've tried it myself. And it would, you know, it would draw the poison out if you had a swelling or something, a cut that didn't heal up.
What did you do for a toothache?
What did I do? I used to use turpentine in my mouth, and we used to have toothache drops, you know, that we used to get. And oh my, did I ever have toothache? I knew what it was. I had ulcerated teeth, and I wouldn't go to the dentist. So at last I made up my mind to go and get some teeth.
Did your mother have trouble with teeth?
No, never did. Never had any false teeth in it. No.
What was done for an earache?
Oh, they used to have something that drops, they'd drop in, you know, and put batten in their ears and stuff like that. But, well, didn't do much good sometimes. You know, the doctors wasn't like they are today. You couldn't run to a doctor. But when Dr. Van Dyke, when I first used to go to work, I had high blood pressure when I was working, and I used to go to work a dollar. And I used to go every week, so she checked my blood pressure. And it was just a dollar. Well, then it went up to $2, and that's the most it ever was while she was living. Yeah. And my brother always doctored with him and her. And when Florence was born, he was their doctor. Yeah. There was no hospitals here then. They had to go to Augsburg.
Did the Lawrences have any home remedies?
No, no. Not that I ever knew of. Dr. Perkins, you know, lived next to them, and he was their doctor. And I broke my arm while I was there. One Sunday, I was going through the dining room. They had a sun porch out on the side of the house. And I was going through the dining room, and I slipped, and I broke my arm. Well, she took me to the hospital. Dr. Perkins said it. And do you believe that 3 weeks' time I was using my arm? Today, they're in the hospital, and they're out for I don't know how long. Yeah.
What was given to a woman in childbirth or who's going to have a baby? What kind of medicine?
Well, I don't know that. But they would, you know, come to the house and take care of them. Yeah.
How long was a woman in bed after she had a baby?
Oh, my, they couldn't get out for 9 days and get the cold air. They were strict them days.
What would they do for an upset stomach?
Well, they used to have pills that they'd give them at the dad, the doctor, you know. But if you took something at home, well, you could have some orange juice or something like that. Florence used to have bilious attacks. Of course, Dr. Van Dyke would give her some medicine, but she'd always tell her to use some orange juice.
How about coughs, croup?
Well, they'd rub, you know, some kind of, well, turpentine used to be a pretty good thing for that, you know. It used to be strong. It ain't no good today, only for pain. And I used to rub that on for a cold and make mustard poultices. My brother had pneumonia, and I made mustard poultices. And if Florence has a cold today, I make them too.
How do you make a mustard poultice?
Well, the doctor said to make them with boiling water. You know, stir the flour and the mustard together with boiling water. But when I used to make them, I used to use warm water and mix the flour and the mustard together and then put it between two cloths. But that way it gets good and hot, hotter than what it does if you make it boiling. Yeah.
Did people ever wear a string around their neck to prevent certain diseases?
Yeah, yeah.
What were the diseases they prevented?
Well, you know, like when they had the flu there, they used to put camphor on a string. Camphor in a little bag, you know, and put that next to their lungs or chest, and they'd have that on there, and they thought that would prevent. You know, it had a good smell, strong. Yeah.
Did they have quinsy in those days?
Oh my, yes, they used to have that a lot.
What was done for that?
Well, they'd gargle with different things, you know. And it used to be alum, used to use alum a lot, you know, and dissolve it in water and gargle with it.
Did your parents insist on the children brushing their teeth?
Well, not so much as they do today, but they used to have the brushes and toothpaste, you know, some kind. I don't remember now what kind it was, but they used to have it. And
how about baths?
Oh yeah, you had to. Of course, it would be a wash tub, mostly, wherever we live. Oh yeah, you had to keep clean.
How often did the children take a bath?
Well, every day if they needed it. We had to heat water. We got a big kettle out there now that we used to, aluminum one, you know. We used to heat water in.
Did you take a bath on Saturday night?
Yeah. Had to.
How often would your parents take a bath?
Well, it depended, you know, like my father when he got dirty, you know, on his job. Well, he'd have to wash oftener, you know.
Would they be full baths?
Yeah. Oh yeah, in the wash tub. See, they could stand in the wash tub and wash like they had the shower coming down on their head. Only they'd have to use the cloth and there's a sponge, whatever they had. Yeah.
What did they use to wash with?
Well, it was mostly a sponge, you know.
The same soap they used to do the laundry?
Well, they used to have toilet soap. It used to be mostly Ivory, I think. Today there's all kinds.
What kind of dishes did your mother have?
Well, she had